Welcome to the Council of Trent podcast, a production of Catholic Answers.
It's that time again. It's Friday, which means it's time for Free For All Friday here on the Council of Trent podcast. I'm your host, Catholic Answers apologist and speaker, Trent Horn. Monday and Wednesday, we talk apologetics, theology, how to explain and defend the Catholic faith. But Friday, we talk about whatever I want to talk about. And today, I have an interesting topic for you. What is the most evil airport in America? Now, what do I mean by that? Well, I travel fairly frequently. I've dialed back travel a little bit because I like being with my family. I don't like being gone that much. Travel is also, it's just not that fun anymore. You're crammed like a sardine in a plane. You got to go through TSA. Every hotel, you think it's going to be nice, and it's not really. You're paying, I'm not paying, the hosts who invite me are paying, and I feel bad for that, like $200 a night for me to sleep on a mattress that 200 other people have slept on, more than that. Although I appreciate it, I love when people invite me to go and speak at different events, and so I enjoy that. I just wish there was a way that I could just get there without having to travel, like some kind of teleportation device that was safe. If you recall, I did a Free For All Friday recently on scary sci-fi stories. The scariest one was called The Jaunt to me, and it's about a teleportation device and how things can go wrong. I'm getting ahead of myself here. But because I travel a fair amount, I've been to a lot of different airports. Today's airport, though, has a lot of weird stuff with it that makes some people claim that it's the most evil airport in the world. Now, some airports I've been to are really nice and clean and fun. I miss Phoenix Sky Harbor. I think it's a really nice, clean airport. It's kind of a bit of a walk between some of the terminals, but it's not too bad. Minneapolis-St. Paul is pretty nice. I'm trying to think of, I mean, there's lots of other ones. Atlanta is okay. LaGuardia, you might think, oh, the most evil airport is LaGuardia because it feels like you're in like a developing country when you're in LaGuardia. I try very hard to fly into JFK or Newark and not have to go through LaGuardia. So you might think that's what it is. And there's some, oh, you know what's one airport that is, it's the one in Chicago that is not O'Hare. I think it's Midway. It's the one that, I think it's Midway, the one that Southwest flies to. You go to Midway and there's like nothing. There's like one restaurant and that's it. And I've been there. I'm like, where's the rest of the airport? It's the one that, Southwest goes to. So, they've got all the different things. No, the one I'm going to pick today, the most evil airport, is Denver. The Denver International Airport, DIA Denver. Why is it the most evil airport? One, it is, and by the way, if you live in Denver, hey, I like the Denver airport. Well, you're probably working with them, the New World Order. I say this today because there are conspiracy theories related to the Denver International Airport. Also, I'm not as big a fan of Denver. So that's why normally I would stick up for it, but because it's in my lower half of airports that I prefer going through, and it might be evil and part of a global conspiracy, that's why I'm going to put it at the list as the most evil airport in America. First, the more mundane things. I'm not a big fan of Denver. It's got a lot of different shops, so that's appreciative. I hate airports, though, where it's a chore to get to my gate. This is similar with Atlanta. I'll go to the airport, and you got to let's say you park your rental car, right? This happens at Atlanta as well. You park your rental car at Denver, DIA. Then you got to get in the shuttle bus, and you got to take the shuttle bus all the way over to the airport. I love airports where the rental cars are right on site. You park, you walk across, you're at the terminal. Great. Denver, you got to take the bus. Atlanta, at least, there's a little rail shuttle thing you take, but that eats up time. Then you got to go and you got to check in through security. And Denver security can just be monstrous to get through. You walk in, you go up and over, and you look down. You to get through the security lines, you walk down these big steps at Denver, and it can just be full of people. And sometimes if you get there at the wrong time, it is just nightmarish to try to get through. So then you're waiting, hoping you can get through. They never have enough TSA people. You're like, oh, I'm going to miss my flight. I'm going to miss my flight. And this is why Atlanta is also here as well. Atlanta lines are not as bad as Denver lines. Then you get through the line, and you're still not at the terminal because then you got to get in the little train. I hate when you're done at security that you have to get in the train to go to whatever the next terminal is you have to go to. So then you got to walk down. You got to figure out, oh, which terminal is my flight in? And they never, and they don't have a kiosk there, just to tell you. They didn't at Atlanta. I don't think they have it at Denver either. And so you can't, you know, like, oh, you got to look it up my phone. Okay, which terminal? All right. And so it takes forever. Whereas other airports, you go, you park, you're in, you're out. Even bigger airports, like San Diego, when I fly to there, or here at DFW. It's a big airport, but I think it's a lot more, it's easier to traverse. So that's why Denver and Atlanta is kind of tied for me on that. I mean, I appreciate that if I live near there, you could get anywhere in the country almost nonstop. But Denver, though, is probably evil. I'm saying this in jest, but there are a bunch of conspiracy theories about the Denver International Airport. The idea is, the conspiracy is that it was built by Freemasons, that it's cursed, that it's part of a government secret plan. It's like a FEMA-run concentration camp, or it has secret bunkers, or a tunnel that goes to NORAD in Colorado. So if you have dignitaries or politicians fly to Denver, they can take the secret underground train to get to NORAD and all this other stuff. And they claim that there's these hidden signs at the airport to clue you in on that. So I'm going to take you through a few of them. All right, number one is the Nazi runways. The idea is that if you look at DIA from a satellite image of it, looking from the bird's eye view, the runways appear to look like a Nazi swastika. Oh, you know, clearly it's the Nazis, the New World Order. You know, say, oh, it's the Nazi runways. Honestly, though, if you look at them, there's an extra runway that is present. So it's not the traditional four L arms going off of it. If you drew out the runways on an aerial map, it would look more like a pinwheel than a Nazi swastika. Also, it makes sense the design is like that with a bunch of L's, because if you had them all intersecting, all the planes would crash into each other. Not necessarily crash into each other, but it would be harder to use. And in fact, that's why some people claim there's a conspiracy here. They say that the airport that was used before Denver International, I believe it was Denver Stapleton International Airport, that it had more runways. I think Denver has, DIA has 5, Stapleton had 6. And the idea is that, you know, why would you build a new airport with fewer runways? Clearly, this isn't just for an airport. It must have some other nefarious purpose. Well, actually, no. Stapleton International Airport had 6 runways, but they were in 2 sets of 3 parallel runways. So you'd have one set of 3 running in the same direction and another set of 3 running in the same direction. So you actually, depending on weather conditions, you had less usable runways than DIA, which could run all, if you have decent weather, can run all 5 runways at the same time, or you couldn't do that at Stapleton. Though in Denver, I would say Stapleton does have this advantage. This is why I probably wouldn't want to. We were looking around the country for, like, you know, where should we go to for our family to move? And I needed to live by a major airport. So that's why one reason we picked Dallas, because it's by the Dallas-Fort Worth Airport. DFW, you can get to almost anywhere in the country nonstop. It's awesome. But Denver is another one. Like, I mean, that Denver, you can get to a lot of places easy. But the thing I don't like about Denver is that it's way outside of the city. It's super far away. I'm going to bring this up here, actually. Stapleton, the old airport, I guess it's not that far. It is closer to downtown. Stapleton International Airport is about 18-mile drive from DIA, so it's about a half hour away. If you flew into the old Stapleton, you were a lot closer to downtown Denver, Aurora, those areas, than DIA, which is just way, you know, outside of the city. That's why I love Phoenix Sky Harbor is downtown. I love that San Diego is downtown. I love living only 20 minutes away from DFW. It's nice. But when an airport is way far out of the city, it's rough. So Stapleton was at least closer, but when they relocated Denver, and Denver is a huge complex, there's no wonder they had to put it outside of the city to put it there. It's a huge complex. It's a government concentration camp. No, it's just a really large functional airport. So, and it has the whole thing, just to re-summarize what I was saying, people said, oh, Stapleton had more runways. No, it had more, but Denver has more usable ones because of the configuration of them. And the configuration is not a Nazi swastika. It looks more like a pinwheel. Other things that people find spooky about the Denver airport, people say that there's weird electromagnetic pulse technology being done there by the government. And so that's why airplane windshields are more likely to crack in Denver. No, crack glass, it messes with electronics. And the reason that the windshields are more likely to crack at Denver is because it's a very dry place. It's a cold place. It's a rocky place. It's high altitude. That's just a hazard there because of the topography and the climate. So nothing sinister there. The other one would be the art. Denver is a weird airport, though. I'm going to give you this. It's got a weird design, weird airport. The look is odd. Like, it's like it looks like a bunch of circus tents from the outside, the big white tents. It's supposed to resemble the Rocky Mountains, but it really doesn't. It looks like a bunch of giant circus tents. I don't know if that's decorative or if they did it that way because it's better load-bearing for when it snows heavy in Denver. I'm not sure. But that's just weird. The other stuff, there's just creepy art at the at DIA. One would be a giant black and blue stallion, a horse. He's like 30 or 40 feet tall, outside of the airport with glowing red eyes that has been nicknamed Blucifer. And during its construction, I think one of the legs fell on the artist and killed him. Is that sad? Yeah. Is it sinister? I mean, it's a creepy thing, but it's like, why does he have these weird, creepy devil red eyes and he's blue? So that's the thing that adds the weirdness to it. But, you know, it's just weird art. There's gargoyles in the main terminal, I think. But, you know, it doesn't mean that it's evil. It just means someone didn't have a great aesthetic sense. There's also a mural that people take as... Also, by the way, these conspiracies, it's like the Denver airport is a secret government front for the New World Order, and it's going to be the place for their... you know, having a concentration camps for dissenters, or, you know, that's where the New World Order people are going to fly in to go to NORAD, blah, blah, blah. Okay, so that's part of the conspiracy. Right. How do you know that? Because they left clues for us to find, like Blucifer, or a mural that has a picture of children in front of a soldier who has like an AK-47 with a bayonet. He's carrying a sword in his right hand and he's wearing like a gas mask. Next to like a bombed out building and there's kids right next to him. It's the idea like, oh, see, this is part of their dictator New World Order. Okay, so this Denver airport's a part of this big conspiracy and they left clues to the conspiracy? Why? Are the people behind the New World Order conspiracy basically like Batman villains, like 1960s Batman villains? Riddle me this, Batman! You know, it's a weirdo design and it is weird. I'm like, oh, it's supposed to, the artist for it, I think his name is, Leo Tenguma. It's actually, there are two murals. So when people talk about the conspiracy, they only talk about the one that has, I forget what it is. I think it's Peace and Harmony with Nature. I don't know the exact name of it, but there's two. There's one with the soldier with the gas mask and the sword next to the kids. It's weird. But I think then the second one shows all the children being happy. It looks like it's a small world. So it's the idea that peace will triumph over evil. So people leave, you know, they leave that part out. Other things are the claim that DIA has secret underground bunkers. Like, why do they have all these underground tunnels and things like that at the airport? It's for secret government projects. Or an airport as big as Denver, what you're going to have is a sophisticated network to get luggage to different airlines to get nearly 1,000 employees around every day. That's not that uncommon. You know, it also has this stuff, Disneyland. Disneyland has a ton of underground tunnels to move people around. Disneyland came up with this, I think, decades ago because you don't want to have, you know, characters in the wrong place. You know, you don't want to have your Fantasyland characters in New Orleans for New Orleans Square. So you want to shuttle everybody around the park underground so people don't see. That's also how they empty like the trash cans and do all the other stuff like this. They can just have these tunnels. And it's the same with the airport and a lot of other places. And they even opened it up to the public recently to do tours of it. So there's nothing nefarious there. Also, the idea that there is a secret underground tunnel, like a rail underground train that goes from DIA to NORAD, I doubt that because that would be like three times longer than like the world's longest underground rail tunnel. It'd be expensive. It'd be hard to hide. And if it's just for emergency purposes, you'd probably fly dignitaries not to DIA. You'd probably fly them to some other military installation and then take them by convoy to NORAD. No, they're going to fly to DIA for something like that. Finally, the Freemasons. So there's dedication plaques. They have Freemason symbols The Masons, I think, did bury a time capsule at DIA for some kind of a project, but it doesn't mean that they were extensively involved in the creation of the airport. Even if some people involved in it were Masons, doesn't mean it's some part of Masonic conspiracy. The big thing that they try to push that is that the dedication plaque at the airport, I think it says that that the airport was built and funded by the New World Airport Commission, which sounds a lot like New World Order, right? The standard New World Order conspiracy theory. And there's people, I mean, I don't want to say to deride it too much. I mean, there's people who want to change the world towards a certain end. They want a new world. That's true, and that's out there. But the New World Order, that's a very specific conspiracy theory that even if some people do want that, I don't think that it's been put into motion as other people might think it has. But that's a topic for another episode. So New World Airport Commission, the name of it was chosen to have a name for the group of business leaders and other people who are sponsoring the airport. And the name relates to a composer, Antonin Dvorak, his New World Symphony. So there's nothing seems odd or up about that. So, well, that was fun. Nice little journey there. And lore, you might not have heard about the Denver Airport conspiracy theory. You do know how I rank airports in the U.S. But hey, if you have an idea for other conspiracy theories you'd like me to talk about on Free For All Friday, I'm happy to do that. Leave a comment under the video at the Free For All Friday channel or at our Patreon page at trendhornpodcast.com. Love hearing from our supporters there of what they'd like to hear more of. But thank you guys, and I hope you have a very blessed one.
If you like today's episode, become a premium subscriber at our Patreon page and get access to member-only content. For more information, visit trendhornpodcast.com.